אנחנו נקרא קטע הכנה ללימוד תעס מתוך מאמר מהו תורה ומלאכה.
We will read an excerpt for preparation for TAS from Rabash. We engage in the Torah in order to subdue the evil inclination, meaning to achieve dvekut with the Creator, so that all our actions will be only in order to bestow. That is, by ourselves we will never be able to go against nature, since the mind and heart that we must acquire require assistance. And the assistance is through the Torah. It is, as our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. By engaging in it, the light in it reforms them.
That's what we need to receive from the Torah. The assisting force that will help us come from our state, broken fragments of a broken kli, to unite together and reach the degree of the Creator. With that intention, let's start learning from Tess, and let's think how it can help us.
So, we are reading from Tess. This is part 1, Histeklut Pnimit, item 22. You can click the book icon in the Arvut system to find the excerpt. The thought of creation,
ועכשיו שזכינו לכל הנעל, יובן לנו באפס מה, עוצם ייחודו.
Now, we shall understand the magnitude of the uniqueness of the Creator, that His thoughts are not ours, and so on, and all the multiplicity of forms and issues that are attained to us, that we perceive in this reality, is united in Him within a single thought, being the thought of creation to delight His creatures. This singular thought encompasses the entire reality with perfect unity through the end of correction. For this is really the entire purpose of creation and the operator. Like the force that operates in the operated, that which is but a thought in him is a compelling force in the creatures. Because he thought about delighting us, it necessarily occurred in us that we receive his good abundance. It is the operation. This means that after this law of the will to receive pleasure has been imprinted in us, we define ourselves by the name operation. It is so because through this disparity of form, we stop being a creator and become a creature. Stop being the operator and become the operation. It is the labor and the work. This means that because of the force that operates in the operated, the desire to receive increases in us as the worlds hang down, until we become a separated goof in this world. We become opposite to the life of lives, who does not bestow outside himself whatsoever, and brings death to the bodies and every kind of torment and labor to the neshama. This is the meaning of the work of the Creator in Torah and Mitzvot. Through the illumination of the Kav in the restricted place, extend the holy names, the Torah and the Mitzvot. By working in Torah and Mitzvot in order to bestow contentment to the Maker, our vessels of reception slowly turn to vessels of bestowal. This is the sought-after reward. This means that the more corrupted our vessels of reception are, the more impossible it becomes for us to open our mouth to receive His abundance. This is so due to the fear of the disparity of form. For one who eats that which is not one's own is afraid to look upon one's face. This was the reason for Tzimtzum Aleph. But when we correct our vessels of reception in order to be in order to bestow, we equalize thus, we thus equalize our kelim to with their Maker and become fit to receive His infinite abundance.
Are there any questions? I don't know. We read quite a dense excerpt.
Four, please.
Yes, thank you, Rav. What creates the Torah and Mitzvot? Is it the Kav itself?
His desire to do good to His creatures. This is the thought of creation from which everything starts relative to us. We can't speak of anything before that, because before that we don't exist. Hence all the talk about what's happening before is unfounded philosophy. We can only speak of what we're able to attain inside the Creator's attitude towards us, meaning the will to receive. So there's the thought of creation to do good to His creatures, from which the creatures are born, the will to receive. And relative to them, the Creator begins to work in order to bring the will to receive to a form He considers correct, meaning to identify with Him, resemble Him. The end of correction.
Rav, che cosa significa che il creatore è l'operatore e noi siamo le operazioni?
What does it mean that the creator is the operator and we are the operations?
I don't think there's a question here. The Creator is the operator. He operates in everything and anything. We are results of His actions. That's why we're called the created beings. All of us together, each of us individually, each and every thought and desire in us, everything that happens down to the last tiny detail, it's all a result of the work of the Creator. There's none else besides Him. There's no one else operating but Him. And you can say, no, He started creation, He pushed a button, everything started. And now it's developing by itself. No, there's no such thing. Rather, that thought of creation is at work from beginning to end, and there's nothing that comes out of it, that happens outside of it. The Creator is working, and if you can say it, He is responsible for the tiny, tiny, tiniest action there is.
Toronto 1.
Написано, что приводим килим.
It's written that we bring vessels to resemble our Maker, and then we become fit to receive His abundance unboundedly. But the vessel of reception is limited.
Our vessels are unlimited if they are in order to bestow to the Creator. Then our vessel is the Creator. We want to feel Him. Hence, we are not limited. Like the guest and the host. 19.
He says, when we correct our vessels of reception to be in order to bestow, then we can receive his abundance unboundedly. But what happens in the meantime?
For the time being, we're trying to come close to those actions.
So we receive a part of it in the meantime.
You receive in order to exist, no more. Whatever you're capable of receiving and your will to receive without correction.
So what does it mean to correct our kli?
To the extent you want your vessels to be corrected and you raise that request, man, then accordingly, you correct yourself.
So without the 10, you basically can't do it.
We will continue. New York 3.
What does it mean that through the Shinui Surah, we stop being a creator and become a creature?
By the disparity of form, we disconnect from the creator and become creatures. This happens by the coarseness. When we begin to feel that this is our being, then we disconnect from the creator and we feel ourselves as existing by ourselves. I want, I think, I feel. This is our, the being in each and every one. To the extent that I aim this being at the Creator through the well-being of the creatures, by that I return my being to the degree of the Creator. And when I return into adhesion with the Creator, then everyone is included in it.
So, can I ask another?
No, please.
Go ahead.
So prior to the Shinui Surah, what we're calling creator in the wisdom of Kabbalah is really a will to receive that is so completely controlled by the creator that we're just calling that creator because it operates completely in the form of bestowal.
No.
No, I don't get where you take the idea that the will to receive is the creator. The creator is the will to bestow only. And because this will to bestow appears, from that moment on, we can speak of the actions of the creator relative to creation. Then the will to bestow invents, produces the will to receive in order to realize himself. The creator needs the creatures in order to express himself, to reveal himself. PT 31.
He writes that his thought obligates us.
Yes.
So, can we, from a thought, obligate a friend too?
If you have this intention with the Creator in order to bestow, then you can bestow this way to others.
A thought is a force?
Yes. A thought is the biggest force in reality.
Moscow 6.
Will the ego always suffer, or will the suffering become pleasure?
I can't hear what you're saying. What microphone do you have?
I have weak internet. Will the ego always suffer, or will it become pleasure?
It all depends on the intention of the receiver. He can suffer or he can be happy, depending on how he relates to what comes to him from the Creator. And fix those things. I won't let you ask anymore.
Tzafon 2.
Tzafon 2.
Is the thought of creation, is it clarified in a person's personal thought?
The thought of creation acts on everything. It includes all of reality, to the very last detail. And everything that operates all of reality, from beginning to end, is called the thought of creation. The Creator's relation to creation. To creation. Tel Aviv 1.
Does the thought come before the desire? How does it work?
The thought comes before the desire. If the desire comes before the thought, it's not according to the person, it's a stupid person. He's mindless. He's just working according to the desire. Like a baby, for example. Everything is clarified in the thoughts.
Thank you, Rav.
What, Michael?
Can we say that the correction is who do I want to fill, me or the Creator? Is that the correction we have to do?
The correction is certainly in who I want to satisfy, myself or others. And through others, the Creator. Let's continue.
We are continuing in the end of paragraph 22. You see that all these opposite forms in the creation before us, namely the form of the operator and operated, and the form of the corruptions and corrections, and the form of labor and its reward, are all included in his singular thought. In simple words, it is to delight his creatures, precisely that, no more and no less. The entire multiplicity of concepts is also included in that thought, both the concepts of our Torah and those of secular teachings. All the creations, worlds, and various conducts in each and every one stem from this singular thought, as I will explain in further in appropriate place.
Keep going. I think it's all clear here. We spoke about it even before we read. Keep going.
23. Malchut de'in sof means that Malchut does not put any sof there. 23. We may now see that the meaning of the tikkunim in the Zohar regarding Malchut de'in sof, for which the doors trembled from the cries of the doubtful. They asked, can we recognize a Malchut and Ein Sof? That would mean that there are the upper nine sefirot there too. From our words, it becomes very clear that the will to receive that is contained in Or Ein Sof by necessity is called Malchut de Ein Sof. However, Malchut did not place a gvul, a limit, and an end on that Or Ein Sof, because of the shinui tzurah, the disparity of form, due to the will to receive had not become apparent in her yet. That is why it's called Ein Sof, because Malchut does not put a stop there, but only from the Tzimtzum downward. Only then does the force of Malchut put a Sof in every Sfira and Partsuf.
Questions? In other words, we have a situation called Malchut Ein Sof, where the desire of the Creator is revealed infinitely. Toward what is it revealed? It's not just the desire that's revealed. It has to relate to something. That's the way it is. So you have an infinite will to receive respect to which, with respect to which, with respect to the infinite will to receive, the infinite desire to bestow is revealed, and that state is called Malchut Ein Sof, that it is completely full with the infinite abundance that comes from the Creator, and that state is called Malchut Ein Sof. It's not about a size, it's about receiving completely everything it wants to the very last bit. This is why it's called Malchut the Ein Sof of the infinite, without end. Moscow 1.
There's an impression from this excerpt that it's aiming us somewhere, but where exactly is it aiming us to?
He's telling you what is the concept of Malchut Ein Sof. So he says, Malchut Ein Sof means that Malchut does not place an end there, no limit, both from the perspective of the will to receive and from the perspective of the abundance that fills the will to receive. Both are completely without any limitations. For example, if I fill up my cup, I fill up my cup completely to the brim. This is called Ein Sof, no limit. Now there is a limit, you see? It's filled up to here, and from here on it's empty. So there's a limit. That's it. You just need to understand the definitions. That this is called no limit, and this is limited. You can't ask, is it a million tons or a billion tons or how much? It's not about how much. It's about quantity. Spirituality, quality, sorry. Spirituality always speaks about quality. Okay?
Yes, Toronto 1.
We have Toronto 1. No question. Kiev 1. All right, what can you do?
In this excerpt, to continue the previous one, he writes that the quality of Malchut Ein Sof is expressed in every sira, in every piltzuf, on every state.
In Malchut Ein Sof, there are all kinds of parts. In each of them, there is a sof, a limit, an end, meaning limited reception, thus far and not more. We'll see more about that later.
Rav, can I ask?
Yes.
How does he determine that there's a tzimtzum and there's a sof on all the prinot afterwards? How does he...
Malchut Ein Sof is before the Tzimtzum, the restriction.
Yeah, but what he determines here, it's because the Tzimtzum comes afterwards? How does he know that above the Tzimtzum there's no limitations?
Above the Tzimtzum there's no limitations stems from the fact that we come later through the restrictions, we come to a state where we rediscover Malchut Ein Sof. Above the Tzimtzumim, above the restrictions, when we do all the restrictions by ourselves, of our own volition, we come to a state of Malchut Ein Sof as before the Tzimtzum. The Tzimtzum no longer works on us. There was a Tzimtzum because of the shame. If I correct my kli, so the shame disappears, then I come once more to the state of Malchut Ein Sof. In spirituality, they're not static states as it is in our world. It all depends on the quality of the kli that you're talking about. That's it.
Ita 4.
Potresti dirci qual è la differenza tra Malchut di Ein Sof?
What's the difference between Malchut of Ein Sof and Ein Sof itself?
Ein Sof is a concept that doesn't belong to anything. It means no limit, no end. Malchut Ein Sof talks about the will to receive that is not limited. It doesn't limit the one who wants to fill it in any way. the light of Ein Sof also is that abundance that comes from the Creator, and it's unbounded, no limits to it. But the recipient places a limit in the abundance. French.
Question d'un ami. Qu'est-ce que cela veut dire que la force de Malkout met un seul?
Question from a friend. What does it mean that the force of Malkout puts a sof on every sphira and partsuf?
The force of Malkout is present in every partsuf and establishes every partsuf. All of the upper nine, the first nine, are the level of equivalence of Malkout to the first nine. So the essence of the partsuf is its Malkout, and according to Malkout, we name the partsuf, and according to it, we weigh the partsuf and talk about it. According to the will to receive, that can position itself as a desire to bestow upon the Creator. It's the extent to which the host, the guest, can please the host to receive in order to bestow upon the host.
Toronto 1.
Toronto 1.
Скажите, является ли намерение это мыслью или это мысль?
Is the intention a thought? Or is the thought part of the desire?
The intention always rides on the desire. It can't be disconnected from the desire. Turkey 3.
Question by a friend. Creator operates every detail in creation. So, what is my function in spirituality?
The Creator operates every item in creation, and my work is to accept His relation to me and arrange myself, position myself correctly toward Him with my reaction. This is the work of the created beings. In other words, I have to discover the Creator's, the correct relation of the Creator to me from my current state to the state of absolute love. And when do I discover it, and how do I discover it? To the extent that I respond with His relation to me. I have to relate to Him in the same way. And these relations, He to me and I to Him, which is called I for my beloved and my beloved is for me, this is exactly the intention when they say, make your will like His will, so He will make His will like your will. And this is how we achieve dvikut, adhesion. Tel Aviv 3.
In Malchut of Ein Sof, except for knowing that it's the will to receive with no borders or limits, are there discernments in the ways it receives?
In Malchut Ein Sof, we can't speak of it. We can't say anything about it other than it receives the abundance unboundedly. Michael.
No.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
Where in Malchut Ein Sof is that place revealed, or this thing that the Shem does come there, if it receives with no limits?
Because it receives without limitations after it's filled, in the end, it feels that it is opposite from the light that fills it. And then the gap between the aim of the light and the aim of the kli brings the kli to feel the gap, the distance, and that's called shame.
So the form is revealed?
The gap is revealed between the giver and the receiver. And that gap is called shame. If I didn't feel the receiver, the intention of the receiver, I wouldn't feel shame. Little children aren't ashamed, have no shame. With people who are close to us, we're also not ashamed, although there is some calculation. But from strangers, we are ashamed because it's a flaw in our, a blemish in our respect. And we don't want that, that pain, egoistically. So we keep our distance, as it's called. You have to pay, and meaning compliment, for receiving something from someone. With people who are close to us, where there are connections of love, we make no calculations. We don't calculate. We can receive without any limitations. Where does that come from? Because he loves me. So what I receive from him, to begin with, he, it comes to him, to the lover, as pleasure. Like a child who belongs to the mother, like a little child who belongs to the mother, he receives without any shame, and he even demands, I want this, I don't want that, what did you do to me? I ask this, not that, because I'm certain of her desire to do good to me. Or we achieve love between us, and then I'm certain that the more I receive from the friend, by receiving, I please him. So the more I receive, the more I give. This is called the wisdom of reception, Chokhmat HaKabbalah. When Kabbalah, reception, becomes giving.
French.
French.
Il est impossible que le désir de recevoir apparaisse dans une essence, hormis les quatre berinot.
It's certain that the will to receive can't appear except for in four berinot and havaya. What does that mean?
There is no more will to receive. This is what builds our kli, our havaya. And it appears inside the havaya, in its development, through four stages which are called havaya.
Michael,
Michael, keep going.
We are reading chapter 6. Chapter 6, item 24. It is impossible for the will to receive to appear in any essence except in four prinot, which are the four otiot havaya. 24. Let us elaborate a little on that issue so as to fully understand the self that occurred in Malchut. First of all, we shall explain that the Kabbalists have determined, and what the Tikkunim of the Zohar present to us, there is no all, great or small, in the upper Olamot, or in the lower ones, that is not arranged in the order of the four-letter name, Havaya.
In other words, the light that comes from the Creator and enters the will to receive, arranges, organizes the will to receive, by four stages, which are called Yud Kei Vav Kei. Four stages, you will call them 1, 2, 3, 4, it doesn't matter. Or Shoresh, root, and then 1, 2, 3, 4. But you always have four stages. You have the root, discernment, Bchina, which is the Creator, the source, and then that root phase builds a will to receive more and more and more and more. The last Bchina, discernment, is the final, ultimate will to receive.
This goes hand in hand with the law that is brought in the Tree of Life, that there isn't a all in the Olamot that is not clothed in a Kli. I've already explained the difference between his Atzmut and the all that expands from him. That happens only due to the will to enjoy that is contained in his expanding all, being a shinui tzua, disparity of form from his atzmut, who does not have that ratzon, that desire. The expanding all is defined by the name Ne'etzal, because this shinui tzua, this disparity of form, stops the all from being the ma'atzil and makes it a Ne'etzal. This is also explained that the will to enjoy that is contained in his all is also the measure of gadlut of the all. It is called the place of the all, meaning it receives its shefa according to its measure of the will to receive and yearning, no more and no less.
For now, I see no questions. Keep going.
It also explains that this will to receive is the entire chidush that was renewed in the creation of the olamot.
That besides the will to receive, there is nothing. There's the creator who created the will to receive, and that's it. All the changes, the worlds, the Batsufim, everything there is in our world, it doesn't matter what happens. It all happens inside the will to receive.
Again, it is also explained that this will to receive is the entire chidush, innovation, that was renewed in the creation of the olamot by way of making existence from absence,
which previously didn't exist, and then the Creator invented, made it up from nothing. The ability to create something from nothing that completely didn't exist. This is the work, the act of the Creator. Yes.
This tzura alone is not at all incorporated in his atzmut. And the Creator has only now created it for the purpose of creation.
There is everything in the Creator except for the will to receive.
This is the meaning of and creates darkness, because this tzura is the shoresh for the darkness due to the shinui tzura in it. For that reason, it is darker than the all that expands within her and because of her.
Kiev.
Dear Rav, what does it mean that we can make something of ourselves?
We can't do anything of our own by ourselves. That's incorrect. We can only ask. We can detect what we're missing, because we receive from the Creator all kinds of information, data. Out of that, we can understand what we're missing, what we're lacking, and then we ask the Creator to give us what we're missing. That's it. By this, in this we are in creation, to understand what we're missing and ask to receive what we're missing.
We can ask to resemble the Creator.
If we find the lack for it, the deficiency for it, then we can even ask to be identical to the Creator, to equalize in form with Him, to approach Him on condition that we have a real need for it. But if I feel no need for it, and I'm just whining to be given, I won't be given, because I have no chisaron, no lack. Chisaron is the kli. So if I have no chisaron for it, I won't receive it. Now you can understand, if you want spirituality, what is spirituality that you imagine? Do you really want it? Spirituality is bestowal, love of others, connection. It's satisfying others and caring for others. Do you want it or not? So much that you're not asking for anything else from the Creator but this?
No.
No.
Вот так он здесь пишет о том, что даже самая маленькая часть, насколько я понял, это раскрыта.
He writes that even the smallest part is revealed as a vaya, if I understood correctly. And we need this deficiency for bestowal to formulate it in such a way.
We discover the will to receive in us, which is revealed as havaya as well, but bit by bit, gradually. Africa.
Bright, open the mic.
What does it, our question is, what does it mean that there are no vessels of reception in the Creator if the expansion of the desire came from the light?
Yes, but he has no vessels of reception for it. He is only the quality of bestowal entirely. So out of the quality of bestowal, as we learn in the four phases of direct light, he engenders the quality of reception. Malchut Ein Sof. Go on, Michael.
We are in the middle of the paragraph 23. Now you can see that any all that expands from him instantly consists of two features. The first feature is the atzmut of the all that expands before the tzua of the will to enjoy appears. The second feature comes after the tzua of the will to enjoy appears, at which time it becomes more of course and somewhat darker because of the acquisition of the shinui tzua. Thus, the first feature of the all, and the second is the kli. For that reason, any expanding all consists of four p'chinot in the impression of the kli. That is, because the form of the will to receive called kli to the all that expands in it is not completed all at once, but by way of operator and operated. There are two p'chinot in the operator and two p'chinot in the operated, called potential force and actual force in the operator. And the potential force and the actual force in the operated, which make four p'chinot.
Everyone listens. I don't think it's something new to people. Although I see that PT-12 wants to ask. What?
Rav, the will to receive in order to receive turns the light into darkness?
Yes, this is how it feels itself. Yeah?
And that's what brings the need for the masach?
We haven't spoke about it, so don't jump.
Sorry.
Don't jump. I got you registered already with your inappropriate questions. Go on.
25. The will to receive does not premate the Netzal except through his own desire to receive of his own choice. 25. Because the Kli is the shorish of the darkness, as it is opposite from the all, it must therefore start to operate slowly, gradually, by way of cause and consequence. This is the meaning of the verse, the waters that were conceived and begotten darkness. The darkness is a result of the all itself and is operated by its conception and birth, meaning a potential and actual. This means that in any expanding all, the will to receive is necessarily incorporated. However, it is not regarded as shinui tzura before the ratzon is clearly set in the all. The will to receive that is incorporated in the all by the ma'atzil is not enough for that. But the Netzal himself must independently display that will to receive in him, in action, meaning of his own choice. This means that he must extend Shefa through his own will. more than the measure of the all or the itpashtut in him by the Ma'atzil. After the Ne'etzal is operated by his own choice and increasing the measure of his desire, the yearning and the will to receive become fixed in him, and the light can clothe this kli permanently.
Then it's called that there is a will to receive, and the will to receive receives something. If I receive and I get no pleasure out of it, I feel no response or reaction to it that I want to add, it's not considered that I have a will to receive. The will to receive is revealed and measured by how much I want to add to what I have. If I was just born and whatever I have, I have, it's not called receiving. Receiving means I feel that I'm receiving, and on top of that, I want to add some more of myself. So that addition from me that I want, this determines that I am the will to receive.
Where does this addition come from? The added desire.
From the light that expands in the kli, in the four prinot, four phases of direct light. In those four prinot, four phases, we have reception and bestowal, chokhmah and bina, which are later mixed in zeranpin, and as a result engender malchut. And then malchut begins to react and wants an addition.
What does it want an addition upon? If it's filled, it's filled from the light. What does it want to add?
It fills with the light of Ein Sof, right? So it's filled because it, in the sense that it received. But what does it feel along with reception? Shame. And it wants to complement the shame, to compensate for it. The shame cancels all of her reception. And then she can't, not only can she not stop receiving, she can't even stay in the situation where she was. In other words, doing it tzimtzum, the restriction is not enough. Now she has to complement that form. It's not enough to restrict herself. She also has to respond, to answer to the light.
So all this addition is the entrance to the tzimtzum and onward?
Of course. The tzimtzum, everything that where we are now, the whole process is caused by the sensation in Malchut Ein Sof before the tzimtzum. That she had to come to the state of Gmar Tikkun. It stems from back there. We'll talk about it. Go on.
We are continuing in the sentence, it is true. It is true that the O in Sof seemingly expands over all four prinot, reaching the full measure of the Ratzon by the Ne'etzal himself, being Prinat Dalet. That is, because he would not go beyond his own Atzmut anyhow, and acquire a name for himself, meaning Ein Sof. However, the Tzura did not change at all because the will to receive is the Almightiness, is His Almightiness. And there is no change distinguished between the all and the place of the all, which is the will to enjoy. They are one and the same thing. It is written in Pirkei Avot that before the Olam was created, there were He is one and His name is one. It is indeed difficult to understand this double reference, He and His name. What has His name got to do there before the Olam was created? He should have said, before the Olam was created, He was one. However, this refers to O Ein Sof, which is prior to the Tzimtzum, even though there is a place there and a will to receive the Shefa from His Atzmut. It is still without change and differentiation between the all and the place. He is one, meaning all Ein Sof. His name one is the will to enjoy that is incorporated there without any change whatsoever. You must understand that our sages implied that his name is Ratzon Gimatria, meaning the will to enjoy.
In other words, before they feel the difference between the desire and the light, before we feel it, we can't distinguish between them. They say this is the state of Ein Sof, and nothing can come from this form because there's no gap between them. Where someone can complain about his situation that he disagrees with it. So in a state of he is one and his name one, all of creation is in balance and in a static state that can't be changed. And only the feeling of shame that is revealed out of the internality, the special awakening of the Creator toward the created beings, from there begins creation. When Malchut Ein Sof feels herself as not unlike the light that fills it. Before that, it didn't matter who was receiving, who was giving. They both complemented each other and therefore were equal. Yes. Michael. So the whole matter of shame in creation is to return to the state of Ein Sof with consciousness, awareness that we are filled.
Not by being filled, by reaching the degree of the Creator and can answer the host. Give him
meaning
joy.
It's the same state of Malchut Ein Sof that we enjoy?
Yeah, same Malchut of Ein Sof in Gmar Tikkun, but it's filled with the light of Ein Sof 620 times more than before, because that addition comes on behalf of the desire, that the desire makes it that way. The created being wants it to happen in such a way that he will answer the Creator in such a way, because that is his return to the Creator. That's what he's giving. Before that, it doesn't exist. There's a state between them, let's say like a baby and the mother, that they complete each other. They're enjoying both. Doesn't matter who's greater, who's smaller, or what. It doesn't matter at all. The baby, whatever, just by not doing anything and the mother takes care of him, by just existing, he already gives the mother pleasure. He isn't concerned whether the pleasure is in order to receive or to bestow or what. It's what it is. Okay? So, keep going.
Item 26, title, all the olamot in the thought of creation are called O Ein Sof, and the sum total of the receivers there is called Malchut Ein Sof. 26, it has already been explained regarding the act ends in the preliminary thought, that it is the thought of creation that expanded from his atzmut in order to delight his creatures. We have learned that in him the thought and the O are one and the same. It therefore follows that O Ein Sof that expanded from his atzmut contains the entire reality before us through the end of the future correction. This is the end of the act, because in him all the creations are already complete with all the joy that he wished to bestow upon them. This entire reality, in its complete satisfaction, is called O Ein Sof, and that which contains them is called Malchut Ein Sof.
Okay.
see any questions?
No.
Nope. Okay, so let's keep going.
Chapter 7. Although only Prina Dalet was restricted, the O left the first three Prinot as well. 27. It has already been explained that the middle point, which is the comprehensive point of the thought of creation, namely the will to receive in it, embellished herself to equalize herself with the Ma'atzil more intensely. From the perspective of the Ma'atzil, there is no Shinui Tzura, disparity of form, in his almightiness. However, the point of Ratzon felt it as a kind of indirect Hamshacha, extension, from his essence.
Still, the Creator is giving, bestowing in something. It's just being there, awakening in her a disparity of form from him, that feeling of disparity of form.
As with the story about the rich man. For this reason, she diminished her Ratzon from the last Prina, which is the entire will to receive in its gadlut, so as to increase the dvikut through a direct hamshacha from his essence. Then the O was emptied from the entire place, meaning from all four degrees that exist in that place. Even though she diminished her ratzon, desire, only from Bchina Dalet, it is the nature of the spiritual that it is indivisible.
Meaning the light departed from all four Bchinot. The root is the source of the light, the Keter. But then Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet, 1, 2, 3, 4, the light departed all those four Bchinot. And Bchinat Dalet feels a gap between her and the Ma'atzil, the emanator, but still she feels a difference. It's hard to express it in which way it actually happens, but she feels, and the Creator supposedly doesn't want to awaken it in her. But still she feels that she is not like the bestower. And that is enough for her to feel unpleasantness in the will to receive. In somewhat changed from that, and the upper light departed. Because there's no perfection anymore between the upper light and the desire as it was before, when they both feel that there's no difference between them. And now, even a tiny difference was revealed, and that's enough for the upper light to depart all four Prinot. New York 4.
Ken Rav, how can it be that the emanator doesn't know about the disparity of form that the will to receive feels? It's as if the Creator doesn't know what we're going through.
Where'd you see that? Where'd you take this from?
From the Ma'atzil. It's the Shinui Tzura. I lost my place, but I thought I heard that it's not apparent. It doesn't feel the disparity of form.
No, there is no such thing. Obviously, the emanator feels and prepares all this right. It aims everything right. It invites all these actions. In that, there's no doubt. It all comes from the emanator. There's nothing that can happen on the degrees that are below him if it doesn't come from him. No such thing. Nothing doesn't happen for just no reason. There has to be a reason. The emanator is the only reason for everything that's happening below, even the klipot and the worst things that are happening, even in our world. It all comes from the Creator. None else besides Him.
Thank you.
Unity 4.
Unity 4.
Учитель, скажите, пожалуйста, вот правило или закон,
Teacher, tell me please, is it true that we can only ask? Is it something that appeared after the symptom that we can only ask?
Она не пыталась спросить.
Они ло йоде альмата мида.
And before that, she didn't ask?
I don't know what you're talking about. We did not read this now. And everything you guys know from all around, you're big wise people. So I'm asking, please forget it all for now. It's just confusing you. We didn't talk about what you're asking. And that's what's stopping you from understanding what we just read. PT 25.
Good morning. Rav, he talks about the desire that embellished itself.
Yeah.
Can you say that this is the beginning of the intention? When the desire begins to aim for something?
Decorated itself isn't the intention. It means to add something that wasn't there before. But not that he adds it according to a need, but it's like in addition that it wants there to be there not because of a specific necessity. That's what's called a decoration, a kishut.
He wants to equalize the form with the ma'atzil, with the emanator. He wants to be like him. Isn't it the intention yet?
No. It's supposedly not demanded from the created being. That's why it's not called a deficiency, but only a kishut, a decoration. We'll learn about it. He really didn't explain it right here, but it's coming up. That all of creation, everything we are going to identify with the Creator with, it's all a decoration. It's all a decoration. The Creator supposedly, by creating the will to receive,
it
didn't give the will to receive a desire to equalize with Him, to be like Him. It only comes from the Kli revealing itself as being different from the light in those four phases that take place from above. So the Kli feels that it came to her through those four phases, and then she feels that she must also in that way relate to the emanator. That's why she performs the Tzimtzum, Masach, and all those actions. Meaning, it's not according to the true deficiency that was revealed in the Kli. She could not have done it, supposedly.
So, the breaking has to happen in order to achieve equivalence of form completely, right?
Yeah, we'll learn about that afterwards, because also the shattering and the sin of the tree of knowledge and all these things are that same series of scrutiny of the created being towards the Creator. And really, there's no necessity, true necessity in it. That's why we have sometimes such complaints. Why do I have to? Where do I get there? Let the Creator do it. Why are we suffering? It's because all these things come from the kishut, from the decorations. Zichron 2.
There's no one. The Kli, the Shinui Tzura, begin after the light is departed, or only after it's departed from Chinah Dalet?
Also after the light departs, this whole process then starts expanding and being revealed, because when the light departs, the Kli has more actions. Until the light fills the Kli can't do anything. The light stabilizes it. PT
22.
Good morning, Rav.
Grandpa.
Tell us, please, all those embellishments are contrary to the will to receive itself?
All these decorations are against the will to receive for oneself. The will to receive wasn't even revealed. What are you talking about?
So, on what are they built, these embellishments?
That the deficiency is revealed in the will to receive in Bchinat Dalet. But this deficiency isn't a true deficiency. But still, she wants to complete herself, to be like the Creator. That's why she discovers a need for the decoration. Just like you are a guest somewhere, you come as a guest to a host, to someone, so still you make some kind of form of yourself that you get there, that it'll be pleasant for the host. You want to also give him joy, and so on. Where does it come from? It comes from Dalet Bchinot, from the four phases, the way the host sets himself towards the guest. He finds a deficiency in the guest, and how he can fill that deficiency in the guest. In this way, the guest discovers the landlord's attitude towards him. He has to think how he's going to relate to the host in order to be like him, to be with him in such a way that they'll be equal. And then he performs what we say, Ol Chozeh, reflected light, from Malchut HaKeter, and then he can relate to the host in the opposite way. And all in all, these relationships in Ol Yashar and Ol Chozeh, they complete one another, and they bring the great light that is revealed between the two in the Potsuf. But for this to happen, there has to be a tzimtzum, that nothing will be revealed from the host, only to the extent that the host can also complete him in such a way that then the host also discovers as much as he needs the guest. And then the host also supposedly have that same shame as the guest, and the same fulfillment as in the guest, and the same height, the same value like the guest and host. And that's called that they're in a full equivalence of form in a relationship towards one another. We will still get into that in a deeper way.
Thank you very much, Rav.
Tel Aviv 3.
I have basic things that I don't understand. What's the connection between the four phases of direct light in the state of Ein Sof?
Four phases of direct light give birth to the state of Ein Sof, of Malchut of Ein Sof.
Ashkelon 2.
Ashkelon 2.
Concerning the force. In the beginning, before they were emanated, they wanted to receive from his atzmut, from his self. Afterwards, it's written that he wants to receive by himself, and then immediately after the emanated being, the Netzal is operated by his own strength. What's happening here, Rav?
The Netzal, the emanated, gets all kinds of discernments, feelings, degrees, but in according to that, he behaves in a new way. What's going on? It's going on that the created being is developing and moving away from the Creator, and by this his own form is determined, is more and more independent. And that's creation, that's how it's revealed.
And the force is the thought, is it the act, the work of the light on the Kli?
From the light working on the Kli, yes.
French.
French.
Bonjour. Question à l'ami. Il est écrit, elle diminua son ration de la dernière
fois. Question from a friend.
Afin d'augmenter la t'écoute.
It's written.
Amshaha.
That.
Qu'est-ce que cela veut dire, augmenter la t'écoute par une âme?
This in the last prina, then he says that. She adds dvekut as direct hamshacha from his essence. What does that mean? The addition of dvekut in direct hamshacha, direct extension.
The dvekut makes them equal. And it doesn't matter who's the giver and who's the receiver. They both give and they both receive. They both depend on one another. You can't feel who's first and who's second. Who's the receiver and who's the bestower. Who's the creator and who's the created being. That's what happened through the Dvikut. And that's what the creator wants a created being to get to his degree exactly. That's how we complete each other. So where are we, Michael?
We are in item 28.
Please.
Afterwards, a kav line of or light extended once more from the first three prinot and prina daled. Phase 4 remained a vacant halal space. 28. After that, Or Ein Sof nimshach once more to the place that was emptied, but did not fill the entire place in all four prinot, but only three prinot, as was the ratzon desire of the point of tzimtzum.
According to the attitude of the created being towards the created, the creator towards the created being, and also back. Malchut restricted herself. So in the first three prinot is where the light continues.
Hence, the middle point that has been restricted remained empty and hollow, because the O illuminated only as low as prinat daled, but not all the way.
In prinat daled.
And O and Sof stopped there. We will henceforth explain the matter of the Hitkalelut, the merging, mingling of the Prinot in one another in the upper worlds. You can now see that the four Prinot are integrated in one another in such a way that within Prinat Daled 2, there are also all four Prinot. Thus, Or Ein Sof reached the first three prinot in prinat daled, and she alone remained empty and without O.
Yeah,
that every prinah is included from all the rest. So also the root 1, 2, 3, 4, and also daled, the light comes to prinah daled, to the gimel prinot in it, that still don't belong to prinah daled, but they cause the prinah daled of daled, and there the light stops. That's it. That is what we learned for now. There are a lot of questions, and they will be clarified as we go. That's not a problem. Not a problem. Now, we'll continue chapter 8 tomorrow, and let's learn a bit. What are we left with here?
Parashat Noach.
Parashat Noach. בסדר, בוא נקרא משהו מפרשת נוח.
Okay, let's...